Bhutam Jainatasmai Sigurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Shwayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadantisva Padantikam Dai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Om Ram Him Shrom Om Farom Tataka Hataka Keshika Jalat Parikalochana Bhadvaraka Naka Svarsadiva Singha Namostate. So Vasudam Prabhu has asked me to speak just briefly, shortly, on the meaning of this festival, Janmashtami. So we won't take too long, because I can see on the wings here on the side, the Krishna is about to appear in the Janmashtami play. But a few words would be appropriate in order to help us understand more the meaning and significance of this festival. So we've already mentioned that Janmashtami means the festival celebrating the Lord's appearance in the material creation. First of all, we must consider what is this material world. Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Arvito Arjuna Mamupete Tikontiya Punarjanman Vidyate, that from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. Elsewhere, Mrityu Loka, Krishna says it is a place of birth and death. And what's more, it is a place of avidya, or ignorance, where living entities come to forget the Supreme Lord. One of our great acharyas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has summarized all this Vedic knowledge by saying that the material world is no place for a gentleman. So Krishna is Purushottam. He is the best of all men. He is not Purushuddham. Purushuddham means the lowest of men. So one might wonder, what is Purushuttam, the best of all living entities, doing in a place like this? Just like one would not expect to find a very high-class, cultured person in a low-class bar or brothel. If you found such a man there, a very high-class, sophisticated gentleman in a low-class place, then you might say, what is a nice person like you doing in a place like this? So the Lord, He is interested only in rasa. Rasa means the transcendental mellow of spiritual loving exchange, as we find in the spiritual world. He is interested only in bliss. So why would a person who is interested only in bliss come here to the material world where there's only misery? Especially if you take into consideration that everyone here is adverse or against God. We all bahirmukha. Bahirmukha means that at one point we turned our face from God. That is very impolite. Let us say you are speaking to someone, and in the middle of the conversation you just turn your head and walk away. Is that not an insult? You're speaking to some very important person in the middle. I could care less what you say. Get out of here. You just walk away. So this is the meaning of Bahir Mukha. Mukha means face. Bahir means to turn. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said all these souls in this material creation, every single one of them, they were at one point Bahir Mukha. They turned their face from the mercy of God. And they were sent to a place where you can forget God. So Chanaka Pandit, who's a great logician in he recommends that one should not go to a place where one does not have any friends. He recommends don't go to a place where there's not a good king. Don't visit any land where there's not a good physician or good doctor. And similarly, don't go to any place where people don't like you. Otherwise, danger may happen. So we take this all together. We wonder, how is it that God has come here to the material world? He is interested in ananda or bliss, and this is a place of misery. Here everyone is inimical, they have turned their face from God. He has no friends, but still he comes. So one may actually wonder, why does God come to this material world? So Rupa Goswami has summarized, he has explained why. He said, out of all the Lord's transcendental qualities, his most munificent quality is his love or compassion. Krishna has many wonderful features. He's the owner of all wealth. He has perfect knowledge. He's the strongest. He possesses full renunciation. He's the most famous. He has so many wonderful qualities. But Rupa Goswami chooses to say that this quality, his love or his compassion for his children, is most outstanding.
No,
and he manifests that compassion or that love for the fallen conditioned souls through his janma, or through his appearance, his birth in this material world. So that is the meaning of Janmashtami. It is a manifestation of the Lord's love and concern for you and me. The Lord cannot bear to see his sons and daughters suffering within this material existence. Although we have forgotten him, he has not forgotten us. He is actually called the best friend of every living entity. A friend is one who stays with you even in times of difficulty. A wealthy man, he has all kinds of friends. Isn't it? If a person has money, then it appears that he has so many friends, so many well-wishers, so many relatives. But as soon as he loses his money, then he can see really how many people are his friends. Maybe when he has lots of money, he's very famous, then he has hundreds of friends. But when he loses his money and he loses his fame, maybe he has one or two people who stick by him. They say, it doesn't matter you don't have any money, I still like you. Hmm? Yeah, money, fame, strength, anything, you lose it. Maybe he has one or two people left. So the definition of a real friend is someone who stays with you in good times and in bad times. So we were with the Lord in the good times in the spiritual world. But then we became inimical and we fell to this material world. We tried our best to forget Krishna. People have created so many philosophies which deny the existence of God. There's so many famous philosophers, but if you study those philosophies, very rarely do they mention God, do they mention devotional service to God, do they mention pleasing God. No. So we have become, we are trying our best to forget him. But try as hard as we can, still he doesn't abandon us. He stays with us as Paramatma. Paramatma is the expansion of Krishna within the hearts of every living entity. He says, Savasya Chaham Ridish Anivishto Matash Matir Ginam Apohanam Cha. Arjuna, I am seated in the heart of every living entity, and from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So we are never independent. Even in our attempt to forget God, we are not independent. We imagine ourselves through our very high speculative philosophies to be independent of any God or supreme being. Rather, man is the highest pinnacle of evolution. We don't give any credit to the Creator. We say that basically we have come from chemicals. But nonetheless, although we are trying our best to forget God, He doesn't forget us. He supplies us the intelligence even to forget Him. All these great philosophers, they're not independent in their thinking. Krishna is giving them the intelligence to create all these nonsense philosophies. No one can be independent of God. He gives His devotee the intelligence to come back to the spiritual world. Tesham satada yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvikam dadami bhuri yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who serve me with love, I give the intelligence by which they can come to me. And He gives the fool the intelligence to forget Him. God gives His mercy to everyone. It just depends how we use that mercy. We can use that mercy to remember Him, or we can use His mercy to forget Him. It's our choice. Just like the rain cloud makes no discrimination. It's pouring rain on the hard face of the mountain, and it's pouring rain on the fertile fields. When the rain falls on the mountain, nothing happens, just bounces off. But when the rain falls on the valley, it nourishes all the seeds that are there, and beautiful fruits and flowers and grains, they grow very nicely. So God maintains even those who are adverse to Him. He is so kind. And He stays with us in the most abominable situations. If one is very sinful, one can fall into lower species of life like cats, dogs, birds, worms, ants. But do you think that when you fall into such a degraded species that your best friend God abandons you? No, He's also in the heart of the dog, He's also in the heart of the cat, He's also in the heart of the insect. He's patiently waiting until that moment that we become frustrated with our attempt to enjoy separately from Him in this material world. He realizes how we are foolishly attracted by the glitter and glare of this material energy. Pumshas tudyami tunibhavam tayomito hidayaganti moho ahogik setu satapta vichar janasya mohoyam ahamameti. That the attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. Based on this misconception which ties together the hearts of the man and the woman, one becomes attached or attracted to his wife or to the husband, to the children, to the house, to the household paraphernalia. this way, one thinks in terms of I and mine. So we are attracted to this dead material energy. What is this material energy? It's dead. It has no life. It cannot reciprocate with us. It's dead. But somehow or other, we become so enchanted, we fall in love with this material energy. And we fully think that we, the conscious soul, can get some pleasure out of dead matter. We're foolishly attracted to the temporary forms of this material nature. Pumsha studiami tuni bhavam dayomi tuhiryagante moho. So we are attracted in this way. So what does the Lord do? He very kindly descends in His transcendental form with His transcendental world into this material creation to capture our attention. That's why Krishna comes. We're attracted by the false forms of this material world, so He appears in this world in the real transcendental form, the Lord's form, Satchidananda Vigraha. And that form of the Lord, that transcendental form of Shyam Sundar, of Lord Govinda, is so attractive that having once seen that form of Krishna, one can no longer be interested in this material forms, this material energy. For having once seen the real thing, one can no longer be attracted to the imitation. Once you experience the real thing, then you can no longer be attracted by some imitation product which is trying to imitate that thing. So once we see the original transcendental form of Krishna, the highest embodiment of truth, the personality of Godhead, we can no longer be enchanted by the false beauty of this material world. So that is the meaning of Janmashtami. That is the reason that Lord Krishna appears in the spiritual, in the material world, not only Himself, but with His devotees and the entire spiritual abode. God is never alone. He's with His internal potency, personified as Srimati Radharani. He's with the gopas, the cowherd boys. He's with the gopis, the cowherd girls. He's with the cows. He's with Govardhan Hill. He's with the Jamuna River. He's with Sevakunj, the place of the Rasa Leela. So He brings this dynamic, eternal, conscious, spiritual world to this mundane sphere of material existence simply to turn our attention away from the false hope of material pleasure. Therefore, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī has warned the materialists. Those who have taken the griha vrata, the vow that they will be successful in this material world. He has warned them. That if you have any desire, if you have taken a vow to enjoy this material world, then don't go to Vrindavan. And in the full moon night of the Sarat season, the season of spring, don't go down to the river Jamuna and see that smiling boy Govinda playing on his enchanting flute. Because if you see Shyama Sundar, bluish black like a monsoon cloud, playing his transcendental flute, enchanting the three worlds, what will happen? You will break your vows to try to enjoy this material world and you will become his devotee. He's so beautiful. He's so attractive. And he's so kind. You will not be able to remain chaste to this material world. It is not possible. Once you see or hear about the beauty of Krishna, the material world appears very pale and insignificant. So this is the real meaning of Janmashtami, or the appearance of the Lord within this material creation. He has no need to come to this material world. It is a place of darkness and ignorance, a place of misery, where people have turned their face from him. But he so kindly comes here to perform his transcendental lila, his spiritual pastimes, to attract us, to invite us back to the spiritual world. Why do you think Krishna is playing his flute? He's standing with Radha. He's playing his flute. Why do you think he's playing his flute? He's playing very beautiful melodies. What is he doing? He's inviting. Come, come. Come. Come, follow me. Come back to the spiritual world. That's why he's playing his flute. Come with me. Come. So once you hear that flute, once you see those pastimes, once you hear those pastimes, that's it, you're finished. Your vow of material life is finished. One day, you're going to become a devotee of Krishna. So one can say, but that was 5,000 years ago, Krishna came, he performed his pastimes, he went back to the spiritual world. What's our hope? But no, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Hearing and chanting about Krishna is the same as being there with Krishna. That is the transcendental potency of transcendental sound vibration. The devotees used to tell me that when Srila Prabhupada, sometimes in the evening in the temple in Los Angeles, he would read Krishna book with the devotees. He had a little garden outside the temple. He would sit with the devotees and they would all read the Krishna book together. So the devotees were like listening and trying to stay awake.
И преданные, они слышали и пытались не засыпать.
Just like some of you, I'm speaking, but you're hungry, you're tired, so you're trying to stay awake. You've been fasting all day, and you're thinking, when will 12 o'clock come and there'll be prasadam? But this is neophyte devotee. Advanced devotees, he can drink the nectar of Krishna Katha through the ear and be completely satisfied. That is why we don't eat on Janmashtami. One reason we fast is so that we have more time to hear Krishna Katha, Krishna's pastimes. To hear about Krishna's miraculously wonderful pastimes within this material world. So Śrīla Prabhupāda would be listening to the Krishna book and some devotees would be sleeping. But Śrīla Prabhupāda, when he heard those pastimes, then he would cry. It was just as if he was there experiencing that pastime. And this is the nature of transcendental sound. It immediately brings us to the transcendental spiritual platform. So although we weren't there, at least we weren't in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago. Still, we can get the same benefit if we hear these pastimes of Krishna over and over and over. We too can become so enchanted hearing about Krishna that we'll also give up our false attraction to this material world. So in that sense, Krishna's Janmashtami today is just as potent as it was 5,000 years ago if we hear very, very carefully. Krishna is still inviting us back to the spiritual world. So if we see like that, then Krishna Katha can melt our hearts. Or this play that we're going to see. If one sees with a pure heart, then he will see Krishna in this play. He won't just see little children and some people, you know, doing some acting, but actually if you want, you can also see how Krishna is manifesting through this theater. Inviting all of us back to the kingdom of God. So that is the meaning of Janmashtami. Krishna wants to take all of us back to the spiritual world. So let us not resist. Let us surrender, having full faith in the Lord. Let Him and His pure devotee, Śrīla Prabhupāda, take us out of this miserable material existence back to the eternal spiritual world. Where all rivers are made of nectar. Where all rivers are made of nectar. Where the ground is made of chintamani or jewels. There are sarabi cows who give unlimited supplies of milk. where there are kalpa viksha or desire trees that you can get anything you want to serve Krishna with. With the flute is everyone's constant companion. Where all walking is dancing. All talking is singing, and is a festival every day. Chintamani prakara sarana sukalpa viksha laksha vitesha shudabir abhipalayantam lakshmi sahasra satasam brahmya sevimanam govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajami. Let us go to that eternal realm. Let us not remain in this material existence. That is the meaning of Janmashtami. So now let us take a few minutes to see some of Krishna's transcendental pastimes manifest before our very eyes. Shri Krishna Janmashtami Mahotsava ki Srila Prabhupada ki Nitai Gaur Premanandi.